Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I am here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, you guys. Oh my goodness. When I tell y'all, you ever have those times where you are just so frustrated and pissed off and just stressed out? And it's so ridiculous because you're like, why is this like this? You come home and Lord help anybody who is in your way when you get home. You're just like, I don't even want to look at you. I don't even want to deal with you. Leave me the hell alone. Who has felt like that? I know we all have. We are human. And we are going to feel times of tension, stress, frustration. I get that. And I'm not here to deny you any of your feelings. But what I do want to talk about today is, why are you mad? And what is it getting you? And are you mad because you haven't confronted or taken up for yourself? And that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to get into some language you can use to take up for yourself so you don't have to be so mad. And also, we're going to start out with how to prioritize whether you should be involved or get mad about the situation at hand. So my first question to you is, why are you mad? And don't get me wrong. A lot of people, you know, they want to tell us, you know, black women are just so angry. Why are black women so angry? Well, motherfucker, we deserve to be angry. Do you see how the world treats us? Do you even have a clue? Everybody want to sit there and want us to smile. Why smile? Why you got that frown on your face? Maybe because my face rests to be a reflection of the ancestors and all the shit we have gone through. Maybe that's why my face looks like this. Or maybe I got a fart. Maybe I got good gas. Can I have gas? Can I get the bubble guts? Can you leave me alone? Yes, this is how we really feel. But you guys, listen, I'm not saying that we don't have the right or the reasons to be upset or frustrated or just, you know, sometimes there's just no real word to describe it all, right? But I want you to understand, how is this, these feelings of angst, frustration, anger, stress, how is that helping you get to your best possible outcome? And I want you to think about how you can shift your focus so that you can focus on what your best possible outcome is. And in making this shift, when something stupid presents itself, I want you to ask yourself the following. So this is the tool, the mental tool that I want you to use. First, is this really my business, my ish, my problem to actually solve? Like, is this mine? Because as Black women, we have been socialized to solve and fix everything around us, right? At work, at home, at church, at the baby school, wherever we go, we're always tapped like, hey, hey. And there's always this feeling or need to say yes and not disappoint. And it's just like, look here, it's time to let some of this shit go. Okay? Yes, everybody knows we're talented, but they never want to give us the credit. And that's okay. because I don't need your credit and I don't need your validation. But what I do need is for you not to bring me into some shit, especially at work, that I don't even need to be in. I don't need to be in that. That's not my shit. So I want you to make that assessment. When somebody comes to you with stuff, like, hey, girl, there's this problem, blah, 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 blah. And I really think that you could da, 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 da. If you could just hold on 1 second. Yeah. So my priority is A, B, C, D, E, F, G, X, Y, Z. And you trying to bring me LMNOP. And I don't get paid for LMNOP. Who you could go talk to, I'll help you that much. Okay? And that, just doing that, is all you really need to do. So you can tell homegirl to take her shit and put it over there. Or you can simply just look at her and walk away, really. Because ain't your fight. Ain't your problem. Stop getting involved in stuff that does not pertain to you. That is half the battle. I have gotten so many calls from you guys where you're like, you know, I was just like, I don't know why she's coming and she's asking all these questions. And I'm like trying to tell her and explain to her. And it's like, but that wasn't your project. You don't have to defend this project or this decision, especially when you didn't make it. And see, the thing is, we as Black women, a lot of us are very loyal. We just have a spirit of loyalty. So we will have worked on something or helped and feel tied to it and feel the need to defend it. Girl, that's not your project. You just helped. You don't need to defend it in the organization. If somebody's coming for it, let them go for it. That's above your pay grade. You don't get paid for that. So you need to recognize, is this my fight? That's the first thing. The second thing, if it truly is your fight, so if this is really your role, your responsibility, your business, or what have you come your way at work, is it the priority? And does it really need to be handled with the sense of urgency that somebody else is trying to throw at you? You have to ask yourself these questions. Now, let's define priority. In the trillest sense, you guys, a priority is the task or things that you need to get done that are going to move the needle for you and your career. That is your priority. Not just whatever your boss tells you to do. Like your boss giving you a stupid project like counting chips. Competitor potato chips, because your boss stupidly wants to waste your time because he don't give a fuck about you no way, clearly, because he about to lead the organization. You just didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happened. sorry, y'all. Sometimes I get triggered. Don't do stupid things. If you know something is stupid, just don't do it. And if your boss keeps pressing, just start ignoring. Because guess what? Business changes so much. If you stick to what's the priority, what's going to make the business money, what's going to move my career needle, what is the culture currency, and am I doing things that will give me culture currency in this organization? Am I doing things that are going to get me exposure? That are going to show my skills and how I'm an asset? Am I doing things that actually add value? Because see, a lot of times we are given the maintenance work, the busy work, the work that's, it's important, but nobody gives a fuck about it. And you have to recognize, what are these projects in front of me? Is this really important in a sense that it gets me, Black girl, me, further in my career? Is this a win I'm proud to talk about? And if it's not, then guess where it goes? On the back burner. And you get to it when you get to it. Because a lot of y'all are frustrated because y'all know y'all doing some bullshit and wasting time doing some bullshit. And guess what? You're an adult. Take back your power. Explain. It doesn't make sense for me to be working on this when this is really what the priority is and this is what is important. And you go forth and you prosper, sis. Like, take back your power, girl. Okay? You don't just have to do everything somebody tells you to do just because, oh, it's my job and it's your boss. Is this really your job? Sometimes people just throw shit at you. You should be the steward of your workload, your career, what projects you want to do. Take ownership and be vocal and say, I don't think this moves the needle. I don't think this is a priority. And if your boss is stupid and they say, oh, but no, yeah, and I'm going to have you present this to the VP. Okay, well, put that meeting on the calendar and I'll be prepared for it. And guess what's going to happen? That meeting's never going to come to fruition. You know why? Because that shit's not really important. And if you have trouble discerning in your organization what is important and what a priority should be, then you need some coaching. And it doesn't have to be for me. You need to get with a career coach, a mentor, somebody outside of the organization that can help you decipher your organization from the things that you're able to see. Now, when we get back from the break, I'm going to address what I already hear some of you say. But Felicia, my situation is different. We're going to talk about it when we come back. Hey guys, real quick, want to let you know the 30-minute coaching calls are no longer free, but they're not expensive at all. So for 30 minutes, you pay $40 and I will give you my all. And I will really try to keep it within 30 minutes. I'm going to try real hard, y'all. Y'all know I like to talk. Why else would I do a podcast? So I can run my mouth. No, but seriously, I love helping you guys. I love letting you know that you are not alone in these situations, that you aren't the first Black woman to go through it, and you definitely won't be the last. But hopefully one day we will all be the last and we can really work to change the environments that we have to work in order to survive. I don't want us to just survive. I want us to thrive, and we can and we will. So if you find yourself stuck in a work situation, invest in yourself. Go to trillmba.com/coaching and let me help you. And I'm really good at what I do. It's a little gift. So if you need some help, I'm here. If you have a quick question, you can always email ask@trillmba.com. I'm always happy to answer emails. So with that said, let's get back into the show. Felicia, my situation is different. You don't understand. Like, my boss, she just, and I just, there's so much. And I mean, and every little thing I do gets criticized. And I just, you know, I just don't have it. And if I say something, listen, trust me, your situation ain't much different. You just really need to focus on building your skill of navigating the interpersonal relationships around you and navigating them differently and navigating them in a way that gets you your best possible outcome. And in order to do that, you must make a shift in your thinking. You have to get out of the mindset of I can't, or I'm not allowed, or I don't have permission. And you have to get into the mindset of strategically, what's best for me? And how do I make that happen? What's the best way to communicate what I need and what I will do and what I'm not going to do? What's the best way to communicate my point of view? What's the best way to be a leader and lead? Even if you don't have direct reports, that doesn't mean you're not a leader. If you are in this company and you are responsible for making sure this company makes money, you are a leader and you need to act accordingly. And there's no need for you to feel like your boss is some pie in the sky above you, so you gotta bow down. No, your boss ain't Beyonce. Hell, Beyonce ain't Beyonce. She told y'all, I'm not God. Like, we're all human beings and we all need to work together. We are all colleagues. I don't care if I'm working with the CEO or if I'm working with the janitor. I don't see those people any different. And I'm not going to treat them any different because they got some fancy pants title and convinced somebody they were worthy enough to sit up on high in the corporate building. No, you put your pants on one leg at a time. Hopefully one leg at a time, just like everybody else. So why should I treat you with some extra amount of deference and, you know, whatever? Like, that's bullshit. Like, hey, what's up? Try to make this money today. I own this stock too. So what are we doing as Black women internally to make us think that we don't have the power to come into these organizations and hold our own? So a shift in thinking in your confidence level, a shift in thinking on how you interact and communicate with the people you work with. You must do this. You must start working on this. And if you find yourself getting stuck and then frustrated and then mad, you need to pause. You need to take a time out, flag on the play. You need to get out of your own head. And again, you need to find somebody outside of the organization. Because when you're frustrated, the way you can come off to somebody you work with is that you're complaining. And that's not necessarily true. You're just frustrated in this moment. But somebody who works with you and they have their view of the organization, and then you come with this perspective out of frustration, it can come across as you complaining. So in order to vent, talk it out, think it through, get a different perspective, you have to find mentors and friends who understand, who maybe work in the same type of job that you work in, that you can talk to outside of work to get fresh eyes on it. And no, not those friends that are always going to be like, yeah, girl, nah, that's some bullshit. Fuck them motherfuckers. No, not that friend. Unfortunately, a lot of times I'm that friend. No. You need the friend who's objective and will help you have empathy for the people around you, right? Like, not the ride or die, like, let's go get your 2 weeks. Let's cuss these motherfuckers out. No, not that friend. Like, we all need that friend, but not in this situation. You got to stay focused. Remember, you're working towards your best possible outcome. And so most times when we're in the midst of a situation at work, right, we can't see the other side. And we only make decisions, or our feelings only process what we see. And so remember, there are always things at play behind closed doors that we don't have visibility to. And you have to take that into account when you're trying to decide how to move, how to navigate. And so you need that person outside, that perspective to help you think it through and think differently. And the outcome is you are going to save that frustrated energy that you'd be spending on all those emotions and spinning your wheels in your head and being mad. And you're going to use that to cultivate your plan to get your best possible outcome. I hope this is making sense. It makes sense to me, but I think what's hard is I can't give you like concrete examples, right? Because there's all kinds of different things that we go through from day to day, from your cross-functional team member not getting something done on time, and then the interpersonal relationships between teammates that have nothing to do with you but affect the work that they need to get done to input into your project, right? And you're like, shit, this ain't my shit, but I gotta get involved in this shit because I need this stuff done. You know, and those things can just be so frustrating, and you will sit there and be like, why can't this person just read? Why can't this person do this? Ah! And those are the situations that I'm talking about today. You cannot allow those things to continue to poke at you. You have to focus. Like we said before the break, what's your priority? What's going to move the needle? And here, it's about getting out of your own head and getting somebody to help you think through how you move through the relationship parts of the situation. How do you communicate with the people? How do you move them to get things done? How do you influence them without you getting caught up in your own frustration? So that should be your second focus. And when we get back from this last break, the thing that I think frustrates us the most is what we're going to talk about when we come back. I want to share a review that I received on August 25th, 2019 by Lisa Brown 838. And I'm just so grateful, you guys. So the title of this review is Awesome and Much Needed and Thank You. Lisa says, thank you to this young lady. I love you for that. She says, thank you to this young lady. I wish I would have had such a form when I was younger. Every episode I've listened to, I also have experienced or knew someone who had a similar situation in the workplace, state government job. I enjoy listening to her show every week. Felicia is incredible, talented, fearless, and innovative. Well, thank you, girl. The information she gives her listeners as an MBA in corporate America or not, as a Black woman working, her show is extremely helpful, comforting, and real. Today's episode, 825-19, was phenomenal. Keep going, Felicia. I support your show 100%. Well, first off, Lisa, let me say thank you, girl. Like, thank you. I really hope that everything I put into this show is super helpful to everyone. And it has come to my attention that sometimes when I talk to you guys, you know, offline, off the record, that you feel like when I'm on the show, I'm actually sharing your specific situation. And I want you to know, if you ever hear yourself in the show, that is because there were many, 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 many people that were going through very, very similar things. And as Lisa has pointed out, there's so many similar situations in the workplace. So I do this and I create every episode with the multitudes in mind. And so if you do contact me for coaching or guidance, or you send me an email, just know that you are one of many. And it has come up so much that I have to address it in the show. And I will continue to do that because you are not alone. It is not only you going through these situations at work. And you would be surprised at how many times you could take one person's story and just swap names, and it's the same exact story. It's pretty scary, you guys. But I want you to stay positive. I want you to keep leaving me reviews. If you listen on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you can leave a review, wherever you can rate the show, wherever you can share the show, please continue to do that. Because my only goal is getting the information that you need to help you survive and thrive in corporate America out into the world so that we can all have somewhere we can go and get the help that we really, truly need without feeling a certain kind of way or without being dinged. So I love you guys. Have a great week. And let's get back to the show. Okay. So for me, what makes me so mad is when I don't have my say. And I've always been like that. Now, I don't need the last word. I just need a few words. Because a lot of times when I'm done with you, my few little words are enough. And you can say whatever the fuck you want to say because I'm done with it. Right? So I think a lot of us at work, though, we sit and we stew because we feel like we can't stick up for ourselves. That if we say something, it's going to be perceived as the angry Black woman or you're being aggressive or you're threatening me. All that bullshit, right? So I want to talk through some tactical ways to stick up for yourself that will save you time, energy, and frustration. Because I know for me, that is a big point of frustration for me when I feel like I can't say something or I'm being mistreated in some way and I can't address it. That pisses me off. So, a couple of things you need to understand as you go through your corporate days. Number one, no is a complete sentence, and it is quite appropriate in the workplace. Just a simple no. And we can talk about it. And you can try to convince me. I'll give you like 4 or 5 minutes. That's the limit. 5 minutes. It's all you get because I got shit to do. So what's your rationale? Okay, no. Yeah, we're just... A lot of times, at least if you're a marketer, a lot of times you just don't have a budget. Like, you don't have the money to do it. And it sounds great. It's like, it's not like I wouldn't want to support you and what you're doing, teammate, but you want me to give you something that I don't have, which is budget. I ain't got no money. So, no. And we have to let go of worrying about other people's disappointment. Like, that's on them. Don't take that in. Don't take that on. Okay? Because I want you to remember something. You're an adult. You're grown. You pay bills. Your manager is not your parent. Your colleagues, your cross-functionals, your coworkers, senior leadership, they don't own you. This ain't slavery. Slavery has been over with. Okay? So people need to treat people with respect and with dignity. And so sometimes you tell somebody no, and you say just a simple no. That's unfortunately not able to do that this time. If I do come up with an alternative solution, I will let you know. But right now it's out of scope. It's not the priority. We don't have the budget. No. And be done with it. And, you know, again, 5 minutes, you sit there. I'll listen to you. I won't really be listening, but I'll let you talk and make you feel like I heard you. Because that's all people really want. They just want to be heard. Yeah, girl. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if something changes, I'll let you know. And that's the end of the meeting. Walk away. We're done. But one thing I want you to give yourself in these moments of frustration is grace. And I want you to give your coworkers grace too. Listen, y'all, we're just all human beings. We're all human beings. We're all trying to make it. We're all trying to do our best, right? So with that said, I've gotten a number of emails and calls about people you work with, especially managers and leaders, treating you disrespectfully. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, my boss yelling at me or cussing at me or belittling me, talking down to me, embarrassing me in a meeting, hell to the nah. Nah, it will, I allowed that to happen when I was younger. I just didn't know what to do, and I didn't have the language, and I didn't have the interpersonal strategy to confront and take up for myself. But now I do. And here's how you handle these things, especially the things that piss you off, right? So one thing I always tell people, do not react in the moment. So the person yelling and screaming, the way you de-escalate somebody yelling and screaming, which it always amazes me that people act like this at work, but people really do act like this at work, like five-year-olds having a temper tantrum. The thing you do is you just look at them crazy, like they have lost their fucking minds. Like you would look at a toddler that's having a temper tantrum in the grocery store. You just look at them like, this is interesting. Like, I just, and don't say nothing. And then after a while, they'll calm down, they'll look, they'll realize, like, you done lost your fucking mind. And then in that moment, I would be like, are you okay? I'm concerned. You really want to piss somebody off. You staying calm. And I know a lot of people be like, well, why I gotta stay calm? They over there acting a fool with me. I'm a match energy for energy. But does that get you your best possible outcome? That's always what I come back to. How I react or how I act, is that going to get me my best possible outcome? Because that's all I'm worried about. What is good for me? Okay? So I would look at the person and I'd be like, hey, why don't we take a break? Why don't we come back to this? Because clearly this is a passion point for you. And again, talk to them like they are 5 years old. Like, are you okay? Use your words. Use your words. I'm right here. I can hear you. And I'm telling you, if you don't like this person, that is the best way to get at them. Not with, you know, matching them yell for yell, toe to toe, cuss word for cuss word. No, the best way to get back at somebody who's acting out like that is to treat them like they're five. And they'll calm the fuck down and they'll realize. But on the flip side, what you also want to do is work to help that person correct their behavior. Whether it's your boss or not, I don't care who this is. If this is your boss, do the same thing. Because again, this is your coworker. Your manager is your coworker. We have a reporting relationship, true, but I'm going to show you the respect that you show me as a human being. That's what we're going to do. And what you're not going to do is disrespect me. And so let's say you're dealing with somebody who's trying to talk to you crazy, you know, yell, scream, whatever, just unprofessional behavior. So what I want you to do is I want you to get the company's code of conduct or policy or whatever the leadership behaviors, whatever they have document on how they expect people to behave and interact with each other in the workplace. You can usually find this on the company intranet, especially at big companies at this point. But if you can't find it, I want you to email HR the following. Hey, Susie. Hope you're having a great day. I was looking for the company code of conduct policy. Can you send it to me, the website or PDF, or tell me where I can find it, please? I want to have it for my files, and I want to share it with the team. Thanks, Felicia. See? Quick, nice, to the point. Doesn't raise any HR red flags. Nah, you just want the policy? Okay, yeah, here, get out of my face, right? Perfect, great. Now, when you get this policy, I need you to go through it and highlight all the behaviors that your boss is not exhibiting, or coworker, boss or coworker, that they're not exhibiting and that they need to be exhibiting. And I want you to write out bullet point what they need to stop and what they need to start based on this company policy. And then I want you to pull them to the side, set up time. If, you know, if there was a bad interaction that you diffused and said, we're going to table this, we'll come back to it. When you come back to it, right? So don't let this sit and linger and you be pissed off. No, no. Address this quickly. But come back to it and you want to talk with them one-on-one. So take them to coffee. Go to, you know, somewhere not so sterile of an environment. I know a lot of people like to have those little meeting rooms. I don't know. Try to do the coffee thing. Maybe even go off campus, right? As we corporate people call our work locations that have a bunch of big buildings. But go somewhere that isn't sterile, doesn't feel like the principal's office, right? And so I want you to say something like the following, and you can wordsmith it in your own language, but understand these are the words that you need to tell Becky. So you're going to start with the positive. This is the pat, pat, pat. You're going to say, hey, Becky, you know, thank you for taking the time to chat with me today. I really appreciate you for being open to feedback and wanting to have a positive dialogue with me. You know, first I want to understand just how are you feeling? Like maybe, you know, I need to understand what's going on in your world, girl. You know, because we had this interaction the other day and, you know, I just was like, you know, there's this place can be so stressful. Like what's going on for you? Help me understand. And then Becky gonna come with some bullshit. Blah, 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 complain, complain, complain. Pay attention, though. Like, real talk, sometimes people, they got shit going on, you know, and we don't know. And sometimes it's shit in the building. Like, sometimes it's other work shit. Sometimes it's not shit outside of work. Like, sometimes it's the stuff that you don't know. And especially for your boss, they may have some shit that they're trying to protect you from, a load that they probably can't carry really. And they're trying to hold it and save you from it. Like you just never know. So before you write this bitch off and be mad, you know, try to see the humanity in this person, even though they didn't share that favor with you. I know. Why are we gonna be the better people? I know. But we are the better people. Always. Black girl magic. So once you hear all the boohoo sob story, you might even get some tears according on what kind of Becky she is. And if it's Bob, you know, he gonna have that stoic fail. Nothing's, you know, blah, 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 blah. Or he might be an emotional Bob. He might tell it. Who knows? Just be prepared mentally that you just know this is insert some BS, right? But pay attention to what it is so you can give information points to put into your interpersonal relationship strategy, okay? Now, once they say that, you say, oh, well, I didn't know that. I appreciate you for sharing that with me. That really gives me some context and helped me understand better, you know, the situation. But I want to talk with you about what you did or said at XYZ day and time. Because when we think about the company's policies and expectations, in that moment, your behavior did not match or did not embody the company's standards for professionalism. Now, look, I know we all have our bad days. That's pat, pat, pat. See, you got to poke and pat and poke and pat. So it's hard for somebody to get defensive when you say things positively. And then they're looking at you, though, because they know you're just like, ugh. You calling them out on their shit, basically. But I want you to make sure you say these words. Your behavior was unacceptable. Just point blank in a lower tone, just like this. Your behavior was unacceptable. And then in a higher tone, with more energy, you say, but I believe we have a great opportunity to accomplish great things together on this team. And so moving forward, we both have to act in a way that embodies high standards of conduct, and we both have to treat each other with respect. I know you can agree to that. When you look at them, you smile. We all have our bad days, Becky, but we're a team. And so I just want to make sure that going forward, you know, we are aligned to how we're going to interact and treat each other. Now, I want you to document this. If you're in a state where you can record this conversation, I want you to record it too. Because they gonna go along with it. Because what? Who gonna say, I'm not following the company's code of who gonna say that? Now, this person might get a little defensive. Just say, I can see how you feel that way. Because people like that, that act like that, they think that it should be okay for them to act like that, but it's not. And so that's your job, is to communicate to them in a very professional way that basically the shit they pulled the other day, that you're not going to take that shit and they're going to have to do different or it's going to be some problems. Except for you're not saying it that way. You're saying in a documentative way, let's move forward following the company code of conduct. And from then on, it's documentation city with this person. And if they act up again, you have another conversation with them. And if they act up again, then you set up a time with, you just start escalating. Not to HR, though. Do not go to HR for this shit. Because the person that complains to HR is the person they work to get out of the company. So you want to confront and fight your battles through your chain of command in your line. So your boss's boss, that person's boss, and up on up. And if you have to go to the CEO and be like, look, you got a whole leadership team of people who don't follow your code of conduct. And I would like to work towards resolution to that. Why can you do that? And why is that okay? Because you're a goddamn adult. That's why. Welcome to the real world, jackass. I'm an adult. Two Hollywood phonies trying to give me that. And these people are just human beings. Stop feeling like you're lower than or lesser than because of a title of a job that you currently sit in. That's your today. That's not your tomorrow. Act like you are a fully grown whole person all day, every day. Respect people, give them respect, and demand that they respect you in return. Confront them on their bullshit with gentle, kind, and firm words. And that's how you conduct yourself. And that's how you take up for yourself. And the goal is for you to focus away from frustration and focus towards your best possible outcome. So I hope you guys that this has been helpful, that it made sense. Because when I was writing it out and thinking about it and researching, I was like, how do I explain this? Because there's so many different scenarios, but they all at the end of the day require you to manage you. So as always, if you need some help or advice about a specific situation, go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 30-minute strategy call with me to walk through your specific work situation. Especially if you're frustrated, girl, because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to get you all together real quick. Well, it might be an hour and not 30 minutes, but I'm going to try to keep it to 30 minutes. If you have a quick question or concern, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 30-minute career strategy call with me, and ask@trillmba.com to submit your quick question, concern, or comment. Now, before I go, I need a quick favor, you guys. If you could head on over to your favorite podcasting app and leave me a review, I need you to rate, comment, and review. What this does is this helps people see the show. I also want you to share this show with all of your friends. Don't keep this as your little secret. Girl, that's not fair. You need to be sharing all this good knowledge with all the other Black girls out there. We all trying to get it. There's no such thing as competition. What is for you is for you. Can't nobody take what's yours. So share this with all your friends. Okay. And until next week, you guys, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.